Amazing. There's no other word for it, for this feeling, for him. They, whoever they are, tell you to be careful of who you meet and where. But the more you do it, the more you want it. And if you don't do it, how will you ever know? We arrange to meet. And he's amazing. Soon as I see him, he says...
10 press-ups.
He drops to the floor.
You what?
10 press-ups, now.
In the bar, but everyone's...
Come on, just do it.
I watch him for a bit. One press-up, then another, and another. So I join in.
Oh, good lad.
It feels good. Proper fucking weird, but good. I need a drink now.
Nah, just a fuck will do.
Budget hotel just near the bar. Small room. Suits us fine.
Horny, little fucker.
Yeah.
Oh, you horny fucker.
All the Bends. Written by Ian Townsend. Adapted for audio by Ian Winterton. Directed by Joseph Lidster. Proudly brought to you by Bamalan Productions. Manchester City Council has confirmed that two schools in the region.
Breaking news. Back home. Knackered, excited. I have to tell someone. There's only one person to tell. Henry. Half brother, different dads.
Who is it?
It's me.
Ben, enter, my lord.
He calls me his lord. Sweet. Oh, weird. All right, champion. How's your day?
A 7. Started off a 3. Alarm went off way too early. Snoozed for England. Snoozed and slept. What's the difference? When does a snooze become a sleep?
He does this.
Day smoothed into a 7 with a fantastic bagel.
You can't tell. I'm bursting to tell him something.
Bagel. Good words, not as good as drizzle.
Tell him about this amazing guy.
Mum's lemon drizzle cake. Great words, great cake. Ray.
Dad.
Dad loves it too. The cake, not the words. Down to a 1 with next door's dog. Not my fault. He wanted to play. I threw its frisbee over the road, into the field, behind the trees, landed in a pile of shit. A dog dug it out. Dog's breath stunk. Dog's breath stinks anyway. Next door went ballistic. Almost a 0. Almost a fucking minus.
He talks and he talks.
But seeing that dog running free, wagging his tail, that was special. That was champion.
He talks forever.
So I kicked the fence in and ran away. Kicked the fence in and ran away.
And then he withdraws. So you coax him back and hope he remembers where he left off. The rest of the day was a 7?
7.
He does this too.
7.
Numbers.
7.
Especially
7.
The number 7.
7. 7. 7. How was your day, O Lord?
At last! I met this guy. Al.
Al? Is that short for something?
Why would it be short for something?
And you met through the app?
Yeah. I really like him. Grey body.
York.
No, Henry, not York. He's special.
A 7?
Better. A 7.5.
7.5? Wow. What did you do with him?
The usual.
Yuck.
And also not the usual.
What do you mean?
Well, we did press-ups in a bar.
Why?
No fucking idea. And we did other stuff too. So, what's your name?
Al.
Al. Is that it?
Yeah.
And what's Al short for?
Why would it be short for anything?
I just thought. I'm Ben.
Ben?
Yeah. Short for Benjamin? Benjamin Joseph. They used to call me Banjo at school.
Did you used to play the banjo at school?
No. He has a great laugh. Genuine. Like he means it.
need to be somewhere.
Where?
Do you want to come?
Where?
It's a surprise.
And he takes me to A&E. Fucking A&E. Very romantic.
Oh, romantic? Fuck off.
There's something wrong with you.
No, but there is with every other fucker here. Come on. You impressed?
Impressed? I'm a bit freaked out, to be honest. A&E.
There are Mrs. Jackson.
Oh, that doctor is nice. Proper sexy in his white coat, you know. Oh, somber and subdued. I wonder if he's got an hard on.
Why would he have a hard on?
Because he loves his job so much.
That'd be weird, that. Getting turned on by illness. Getting a hard on at a hospital.
Well, I've got a hard on.
Nutter. What about him over there? Fair hair, blood on his face.
Oh, very nice.
Well, what's happened to him, do you think?
Head wound.
Yeah, I mean, how did he get it?
I don't know, fight with his girlfriend or wife, both.
And her? Woman in the corner?
She looks fit and healthy to me. Fraud!
Like us.
You know, I like coming here, though, you know. It makes me glad that there's nothing wrong with me. But emergencies are the best, you know. When someone's brought in, there's this real adrenaline rush.
What if someone dies?
That might be a bit too much for you, babe, you know. Where is your first time?
First time?
Yeah, banjo. Might even end up here again.
Can I just point out that in no way, in no fucking way, is this my ideal way to spend an afternoon in fucking A&E, trying to work out what's wrong with people and waiting for an emergency.
Fair enough.
But I'm glad I'm with someone. Doing something. I'm glad I'm with you.
How come you're not working?
I'm not working at the moment.
Oh, great. Oh, a whinger.
I'm not a whinger. I was working, but I'm not working at the moment. It's a long story.
I'll just save it, yeah.
Well, what about you?
Pulled a sickie.
Are you okay?
A nurse, female, young. Asks if we're okay.
Oh, yeah, much better now. Thank you.
Al winks at her, and I'm sure she blushes.
Now, come on. I'm horny.
And we go into a disabled toilet, and he unzips me. And the cum in his mouth. I don't tell Henry that bit. He's got enough questions as it is.
What's A&D?
Accident and emergency. You know, it's where you go when you're not well.
A&E. Are you not well?
I'm fine.
So you went with Al. Is he not well?
No, he's great.
You're going to see him again?
Fuck yeah. I show Henry the leaflet Al grabbed from the stand by the exit.
Lung cancer warning signs.
That's not the...
If you have a persistent cough...
No, he wrote his number on it.
079-475-357555.
Henry's great with numbers. Cops on quicker than me.
That's too many numbers. Too many fives.
Too many fives. Course it is. Even missing off the last five, it doesn't connect to anyone.
I bet he's not called Al either.
What?
What did he say it was short for? Fuck. Fuck!
I go on the app. He's not there. I go to the other sites. No sign. Does he want me to go looking for him? I know that's bollocks, I'm not mental. But the next day, that's what gets me onto a number 97 bus and into town. I look for him all over, in every bar. I have a drink in each one, and at some point, I black out. And at some point, someone beats the fuck out of me. I wake up by some bins, big ones, bottle bins. But it's okay. At least this time, I know where I am. My fucking hand's cut. There's blood on the cobbles, my blood. Blood down my shirt too, lips split open, one eye closing up, and my ribs took a bashing by the feel of it. Maybe I should go to A&E. Might see him there. So I do. But I don't. I hate myself for even thinking that I would. 4 hours later, I'm home. I see Mum. And I start crying. Not this again.
Not this again.
She says. She thinks I'm crying because I got battered. Truth is, there's worse things than taking a beating. Ray, stepdad, comes in. Fuck's sake, Ben.
Fuck's sake, Ben.
He's a good bloke. Kind to my mum. Okay with me. But I can't handle him right now. So I go upstairs to bed. Stay there a fucking week.
You in there?
Of course, it's Henry who's come to me rescue.
Good morning, Lord.
Oh, morning, champion.
Your face is a mess.
You should have seen the other bloke.
Why?
Because it's just something people say.
Oh, you've got to get up, Lord. Yesterday was a 1, and day before was a 1, and day before was a 0, because Mum and Ray...
Dad.
Mum and Dad argued. That was almost a minus. But then they had a hug. Yuck. So now they're okay, but they're worried.
What about?
You.
Oh, there's no need. I'm fine.
Mum says you're not fine and you keep getting beat up because you're gay.
No, I don't. Well, sort of.
That's what Ray said. Dad said, sort of.
Did he?
If you get out of bed, today will be a 5.
Okay.
And if you take me to Willowbank, it'll be a 6.
Oh, will it now?
And if you come for me after, that's a guaranteed 7.
Okay, Henry. You win.
Okay. Bye.
Henry, where are you going?
Mum, you were right. I win. I win.
Cheers, mate.
Cheers, mate.
I take Henry on the bus to Willowbank. It's good seeing his carers and mates. Though they see the state of my face and do a double take. There's one girl, Shona, big girl, Downs. She just stares at my fucked up face. Looks like she's about to scream or something when Henry says,
"You should have seen the other bloke."
Shona cracks up and they're back on course for a 7 as they go inside. Wish my day was a 7. A day of art therapy, computer skills, anything. You should have seen the other bloke. Whoever he was. There's a lot to choose from. Meantime, I've 6 hours to kill before I pick Henry up. The afternoon sun dazzles after 4 pints in the pub. I'm in the happy glow of daytime drinking when I realise I'm going to be late. I turn the corner to Willowbank and I see him, Al, whatever his name is. He's in a suit, walking on the path that runs alongside the park. Al! He doesn't respond. Hey, Al! And he stops, looks across puzzled. Because Al's not his real name. Al. Hi. It's Ben.
What are you doing here?
Don't worry, I'm not a stalker.
Well, that's what a stalker would say. What happened to your face?
Nothing. Fight.
What fight? You look like someone beat the shit out of you.
Don't worry about it.
I'm not.
You look good. All suited up.
I just had a job interview.
Yeah, how'd it go?
Don't know. Don't want it anyway. Answering phones. Databases.
Good pay?
Shit. Definitely not worth the stress. Know what I mean?
I know what you mean. You're a whinger too.
So how'd you find me?
I didn't. You were just here. I loved it the other day.
What, getting the shit kicked out of you?
No, with you.
Yeah, I was joking.
You fancy doing some press-ups?
What? Here?
Yeah, you know, like we...
Ben! Ben!
Jeez, is he with you?
This is Henry, my brother.
Half-brother, same mum, different dad.
Henry goes to Willowbank. That's why I'm here to pick him up, no other reason. Henry, this is Al.
All right, Henry?
Al? 7.5!
You what?
Never mind, Henry.
You're 7.5, and you took Ben to A&E, and you did more than usual, and you're amazing. I'm Henry, Ben's special champion, and he's my lord.
Oh, that really is impressive.
It's nothing really, it's just something we made up. It's not anything, it's nothing.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Then Henry starts. But it's okay, because Al is smiling.
Let's go to the park, to the swings and slides, to the roundabout, to the stepping blocks, the letters in the steps, the scissors things, the ropes, the death slide!
What, the death slide?
We can play monster!
No, we're not going today, Henry. We need to get home. And then Henry sulks, which is never good. But Al...
I'll play monster with you.
You will?
Sure, yeah. Why not?
Monster!
Fucking hell, mate. Death for me there.
And Henry runs off into the park.
Monster!
Are you sure you want to do this?
Yeah. Why not? You never know. Someone might even get hurt.
Al doesn't know how to play monster. Not that it matters, because Henry changes the rules all the time.
Right, you, 7½, you're the monster, and this is where you stand, and Ben, the lord, and me, his champion, have to get across the trees on the other side, and then we have to touch the trees, and you have to try and touch us, and we have to try not to let you, and we have to distract you.
We'll distract how?
Distract, you know, like... Look, monster, there's some meat! And you go running for the meat because you love meat. And while you're running to the meat, we get across and touch the tree.
But what if I'm a vegetarian monster?
Then we say, look, monster, over there, there's some fruit! And you love fruit.
Okay.
Monster!
Shit, come on, Henry! Go! And we get across to touch the tree, and Al does a monster voice.
Oh no, they got across!
And I'm just thinking how much I love Al's monster voice when Henry says,
I love your monster voice.
Next time I will not be distracted!
Look, monster, there's some of your friends.
I don't have any friends.
Look, monster, there's some pizza.
But I don't like pizza!
Look, monster, there's an ambulance.
Oh, where?
Come on, Henry, go, go! And we play until we've touched every tree in the park 20 times, and we run out of places to run to and things to distract the monster with. Then I take a turn at being the monster, and Al's way too fast for me, and he and Henry start whispering together, giggling, taunting me.
Hey, monster! You stink of poo!
Yeah, change your nappy, monster.
But I still manage to grab Al just as he touches a tree, even though Henry says that's a big cheat.
That's a big cheat.
I hold Al's arm tight, my hand round his bicep.
That don't count. I already got across.
I'll be faster next time.
I doubt it.
Hey, keep playing!
I let go of Al's arm and we keep playing until...
I want an ice cream, $1.99.
Not today, Henry. No money.
I'll buy you an ice cream, Henry.
With monkey blood.
I beg pardon?
Raspberry sauce. Everyone calls it monkey blood.
No one I know.
And Al goes and buys us all a $1.99 with monkey blood, and we sit in the sun, on the bench, eating our ice creams. And Henry talks.
Do you know what's weird?
What, Henry?
Are you asking me to repeat what I said, or are you asking me what's weird?
What's weird, Henry?
Right. In bingo, right, when they say all the sevens, and it's not all the sevens, it's just two of them, because if it was all the sevens, that's one long fucking number, and it probably wouldn't fit on the bingo card.
Hey, Henry, don't swear.
Why not?
Well, they don't like it at Willowbank.
They're just words, though, aren't they, my lord?
Just words.
And we'll always have words, won't we, monster? And numbers.
Yes, we'll always have words and numbers.
Because where would we be without words and numbers? We wouldn't know how old we were, or how many times we'd had a 99, or how many times we'd been kissed, which in my case, you don't need an awful lot of numbers for. And we wouldn't know how to play bingo, or how to win at bingo, or how to shout out the words bingo if we could play bingo and won. It'd be terrible.
It would. It would be terrible, Henry.
Everett. When do you play bingo?
All the time. all the time. And I know all the numbers. At the beginning, number one. Me and you, number two. You and me, number three. Knock at the door, number four.
Is he going to do them all?
Heard that. Have to start again now.
Right.
Only joking.
Oh, he got me. He got me there, mate.
Oh, time for my medication. Boss is coming.
Henry always knows what time it is, and he's right, the bus is coming, so we have to leg it, and I say, oh, can I have your number, the right one this time?
I don't need it.
But...
Play a banjo.
And he walks off, and I just stand there watching him until Henry drags me to the bus.
Come on! That was a good game of Monster.
Yeah, it was.
Do you know Al has a girlfriend, Keris?
Did he tell you that?
I asked him, and I told him about me liking Carry On films.
Did you?
Yes, like Carry On Camping, Carry On Screaming, Carry On Cleo, Carry On Doctor, Carry On Again Doctor, Carry On...
Henry.
No, I'm not so keen on that one. Al says he's not gay.
Right.
The being gay is shit, apart from the cock. I don't really get the gay thing.
No, neither do I.
But I sort of do. I saw two men in the park holding hands, and I thought, they're holding hands like a man and a woman when they're in love, and they kiss like a man and a woman when they're in love. Is that all it is?
That's all it is. I go down the village, watch people dance, and while we dance, I nick the drinks off the side. Everyone's good at something. There's this one guy! Fair hair. Blue eyes, maybe 18, maybe younger. Looks as brand new as his clothes, like he's been waiting his whole life to dance in a gay club. He's doing shots, laughing, and everyone's chatting him up. Doesn't notice me. Why would he? Because what do I have? No money, someone else's pint, and a boyfriend who won't even give me his fucking number or be my boyfriend. I just need a hug. No one ever hugs me. Not even Henry. He doesn't like being hugged, and especially not by me, because someone at Willowbank said if he touched me, he'd get what I got, the gay disease. And although Henry doesn't really believe them, at the same time, he sort of does. Next day, Mum brings Henry home later than usual. I hear her saying to Ray, they were about to call the police. So I'm expecting Henry to be in the doghouse, a one or a minus.
Lord Ben.
But he's hyper. Says his day's...
a seven.
Doesn't sound it. What happened?
Shauna said tit buckets and spilt some paint and we all laughed.
Is that all?
Then I went to the park.
The park?
I played Monster. Monster! Monster!
All right, calm down, champion.
Monster! Monster!
Henry, who did you play Monster with?
Monster! Monster!
Did Shauna go with you?
Shauna said tip bucket.
Yeah, you said. But did you go to the park with Shauna?
No, I went with Monster.
Which Monster?
Seven and a half!
Al? You went with Al?
I saw him on the street, so I ran to him.
But
07947-808-714.
Yeah?
07947-808-714. Seven and a half's real phone number.
I could hug him.
I could hug you. Don't hug me.
How'd you get this number?
You gave it to Henry.
But he didn't write it down or anything.
But you told him.
God, he's fucking...
Oh dear. You knew he'd give me your number.
No, I didn't.
And if you knew he'd give it me, you knew I'd use it.
For fuck's sake.
Don't be mad. I'm not weird. I just want to see you again.
Look, maybe I did think... Don't waste your time on me, I'm not worth it.
I think you are.
Why?
I just... do.
You don't know me. Ben?
It's okay, I get the message. Shit. Hello?
Okay. What are you doing right now?
Oh, it's Keris.
Don't answer it.
Of course I'm not fucking answering it. Oh, Jesus Christ, woman.
Don't go, not yet.
You got work?
No, I got binned off. Kerris isn't happy.
Okay, don't come in.
Morning, Lord. Morning, 7 and a half.
Good morning, Emery.
You're in bed with Ben. Are you gay now? I'm off to Willowbank. Can you pick me up, Lord?
Okay, champion.
With 7 and a half.
Just call me Al.
Why? That's not your name. See you later, and we'll play Monster.
Okay, yeah, we'll play Monster.
Have a good day, champion.
God, he's smart, your brother.
Yeah.
What is your name?
Al.
It's not, though, is it?
Come here.
You come here.
Fuck off.
Yeah, I'll fuck something.
Oh, fucking come on now.
Look, Monster, veggie burgers.
I love veggie burgers.
Go on, wait, real quick. Quick, fast, go on.
Quick, Lord,
oh my
quick.
God. Faster, faster, come on.
Ah, come on. I'm going to catch you. I tell you.
Oh, fuck.
Tip buckets.
Ice cream.
Okay, whatever you want.
99 with monkey blood.
Oh, no ice cream for us then.
And that was my last fiver. You could buy us one.
Skin two. It's all right, this.
So, do you live round here then?
For now.
You don't have to keep on with this shit.
What shit?
The hard man shit. You don't fool me.
Fool you? You don't even know my real fucking name.
So tell me. And he looks at me like he's about to. Or about to say something when... Oh, shit, it's him. 40s, brick shithouse, wearing a high-vis. He's with a couple of mates, also in high-vis. They must be working on the new flats.
Who are they?
No one. We best go... But he's seen me. He's pointing. Fuck. Get up, Al. Keep Henry away.
No. What's going on? Did
keep
it?
Him
no,
keep Henry away.
What is this?
You fucking ass bandit.
Hey, look, not here, all right? I'm with my brother.
Are you his brother?
Am I fuck?
You're his fucking boyfriend.
No.
You better fuck off, then.
Reese and his mates make a semicircle round me.
Come here, you gay cunt. Or is your boyfriend going to protect you?
I'm not his fucking...
And they pile onto me.
You fucking,
and I see how...
You fucking
come on, idiot, step to the side.
You fucking ass fucking...
I go down. Curl up, smell the grass in my nostrils. The last thing I see... Steel-toed cats. And the last thing I hear...
No, leave him alone! Monster!
And the last thing I think... Monster! Bleach. Hot room. Nowhere. I opened my eyes. My left eye's closed up. I can feel the meat of my bruised head stretched over it, pressing down. Whatever pain relief I'm on, it's not enough. And there's something fucking tickling my feet.
Hello, Lord.
Henry. How long have you been here?
14 minutes, 27 seconds. Mum said I could look after you if you wake up.
Did you wake me up, Henry?
I just tickled your feet a bit. Blowing in your face didn't work.
It's good to see you, champion.
Doctor said you shouldn't move.
I think my ribs are broken.
3 broken ribs, torn scalp, severe bruising, multiple cuts, fractured wrist.
Oh, yeah?
Skull intact, though, which sounds like a good thing. Who were they, Ben?
No one.
They were someone. Ray said you knew them.
Dad.
You call him Ray.
Yeah, but he's your dad.
Okay, Dad said you knew them. He says people are always beating up gays.
No, they're not. Henry. A lot of gay men are never picked on, or attacked, or ridiculed at all. Well, not to their face. Not as far as they know.
So why you?
luck.
Bad luck.
Ray says you're lucky not to be a statistic.
Did he?
Whatever the fuck that means.
You know what a statistic is?
Yeah, but not in this case.
It means just being another name and number.
Oh, right. Do you want a caramel heart?
Not right now. And aren't they for me?
Lord?
Champion?
The men who attacked you, were they his friends?
Whose friends?
Seven and a halfs.
No. Why do you say that? But he's too engrossed in the chocolates. And I know why he said that. I was there. He didn't try to stop him. He just stepped to the side. I placed my hand over a broken rib. And as Henry finishes off the caramel hearts, his favourite. I realise I'm fucking crying again. They send me home with codeine and orders to stay in bed. Well, nowhere else to be. For days I slip in and out of sleep. No TV, no porn. I can hardly move. And not just because of the bruises and broken bones. I'm slipping into something else. About the 9th or 10th day, I think about running a bath when someone at the door. It's Al. And before I can work out if I actually want to see
Ben,
him.
Your mate's there.
And of course I want to see him.
All right, Banjo.
Where have you been?
Busy. Work.
You got the sack.
Agency got me a new job.
Yeah? What day is it?
Tuesday.
Your new job not open Tuesday?
Not this Tuesday. But they really fucked you up. What do you remember?
Those blokes coming at me.
And
you. Stepping to the side.
You told me to look after Henry, and besides, I put you in the recovery position, I waited for the ambulance.
That was after?
Yeah. Yeah, that was after.
You still haven't told me your name.
Oh, change the fucking record, will you?
I turn away from him. I screw my eyes up, hoping he leaves. Hoping he stays. And he sits on the bed, strokes my hair, and quietly says,
I'm sorry.
For what?
For stepping to the side. I did tell you not to bother with me.
So, this is all my fault?
I can't believe I missed the trip to A&E. Then again, I do just like to watch. I best go, you know. Kerris's mum's coming for tea.
You can stay a bit longer. If you want.
Can I see your bruises?
He sits down on the edge of the bed. The cut on my lip stings, but I kiss his neck. He pulls my t-shirt over my head slowly, runs his hand down my body, gently, across my bruises, all the way down.
Well, that's still working then.
Oh, you twat. Huh. Al stays long enough for Kerris's mum's chips to be chucked in the bin. We're lying next to each other, just touching when...
Fuck off!
You need to stop now, Henry!
Henry's raging, Ray saying, Henry, fucking calm down! But Henry's screaming and kicking the fuck out of next door's fence.
Whoa, what's going on with him?
Bad day by the sounds of it, a big minus.
My lord!
What happened to our special knot? We could have been doing anything in here.
Yuck.
Come and sit down, yeah, sit down. Come on, good lads.
Bloody hell, Henry, mate.
What's he doing here? Monster! Monster!
Henry, it's okay. We're okay.
Don't call me monster, eh?
7.5.
Not that either. I'm Al.
That's not your real name.
Henry, tell us about your day.
7.
What happened?
I hit Shauna.
What? And not only that, he smashed up the classroom, got restrained, Shauna called her parents, and her parents called the police.
I hit one of them too, on his chest, his armour, his... what's it called?
Stab vest.
Yeah, he was okay though. Then Ray, Dad rushed in. I ran into the car before the police could get me. All a minus on
Henry,
top of that.
Henry, why did you hit Shauna?
7.
What, was she annoying you?
Yes.
Okay, so Shauna annoyed you and what, you hit her?
7.
Did you hit her a lot?
Yeah, I hit her a lot till she was bleeding.
Jesus Christ,
Henry,
mate.
Henry, you know right and wrong, don't you? You remember the difference.
7.
Henry.
Yes, I know right from wrong.
So why did you do it?
I wouldn't kiss her or put my tongue in her mouth.
Well, good.
So she spat in my face.
It's not a reason to hit her.
Then she said I was a gay boy bender.
Still not a reason to hit her.
Yes, it is, oh Lord, if you're not. And even if you are.
And he's rocking back and forth, humming. And I say to Al, let's leave him a bit, yeah? Make a brew. But he's not up for that. Being in my room is one thing. Having to meet Mum and Ray is another.
I'll give you a call.
And he goes.
Will they put me away, or Lord?
They'll be watching you, making sure you don't hit anyone else.
I don't want to hit anyone again.
Then you should apologise.
I'm sorry.
Not to me. To Shauna and the rest of them.
I will, oh Lord, I promise.
And perhaps I shouldn't be your Lord anymore.
Oh.
Maybe I should just be Ben from now on.
Oh, okay, Ben. I know you're always there for me. I know you'll always look out for me. I don't want you to die.
I'm not gonna die.
Not yet, but one day you will.
And then he really looks at me and says,
don't be a statistic, Ben. Don't be a word and a number. Be Ben. Go out and find someone. Go out and be someone. Go out and love someone.
Henry, where'd you get that from?
Carry on cruising.
All right?
Yeah. You?
Shit.
Good to hear. Where are you?
My mum's up for a bit. Where are you?
Have a guess.
You alone?
Have another guess.
7.5!
Wanna come play monster?
I'll see you in 7.
And when he arrives, we just grunt hello, all right, at each other.
Hello.
And launch straight into the game.
Monster! Monster! Look over there! Kebab!
No, I hate kebabs!
And he chases us and chases us, and we run and touch the trees again and again and again until we collapse in the shade of the biggest oak. Wind buffeting the leaves overhead.
Oh man, I need a drink. You got anything?
Nope.
Ice cream van sells them.
Off you pop then, Emery.
A tenner. And another tenner.
3 cans of Coke and 3 double 99s, please, with monkey blood. You reckon you can manage all those?
Yeah, I can manage all those.
I watch him give the order to the bloke in the van, and I'm so proud of him, the little fucker. And Al. You good with him? Thanks.
I like him. He's a nice kid, you know, makes me feel something. Not like that. Something good.
Then I feel Al's hand reaching for mine. I pull away.
Fuck's sake.
Well, your girlfriend chucked you out then?
I chucked myself out.
What's your name?
Ben.
Just tell me.
It's Ben.
Oh no. Oh. Shit.
Oh, your rib's still giving you jibs.
Getting better.
Come here.
I I'm the one with the broken ribs. You come here.
Yuck.
No, Henry. Not yuck.
Don't give a saucy dripping everywhere. Oh. This is the fucking life.
Hey, Henry. Guess what Al's real name is?
Not 7½.
No.
And definitely not Al.
Nope.
I heard you call him twat once.
It's Ben.
More than once, actually.
Henry. It's Ben. I'm called Ben too.
You're called Ben too? All the Bens. Ben, like in bingo. At the beginning, number one. Me and you, number two.
Off he goes.
You and me, number three. Knock at the door, number four. Man alive, number five. Tom's tricks, number six. God in heaven.
But he soon comes to a halt.
Number seven.
Henry stares into space. And I look up at the sky and we all sit quietly and it's beautiful. But I have to know. What happened?
We played Monster. Ate ice cream.
You stepped to the side? Why? Why didn't you stop him?
Because I hated you. Me. This.
And now?
It's not too bad.
Oh, twat.
Twat.
Henry.
Sorry, twat.
Yeah. Yeah, I am. You're all right, you know?
Oh, thanks.
Bit lonely. Bit bruised. Definitely damaged. Bit weird. You just spend too much time moping.
I am not moping.
Yes, you fucking are. Thing is, you need more in your life than just me. And I need more in my life than just...
Step into the side?
Yeah.
I've got it worked out. Ben was attacked because of what he is.
And I realise Henry wasn't just staring into space. He was looking at the patch of ground where I was attacked.
You should report them.
I don't know who they were. And Henry and Ben both look at me.
Bullshit! You know who one of them was? You said, oh shit, it's him. And he asked if I was your boyfriend.
Bit of a giveaway, oh lord. Oh, Ben.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I knew him. But I didn't get beaten up because I'm gay. Well, not really. I'm not a victim. I have been skinned and wanted stuff. Beer, food, sex. And this one time I had a job in a shop, I was caught nicking. And I told the owner if he didn't report me, I'd...
What?
Henry, maybe you should go and get another ice cream.
No thanks, I feel sick. What did you do to the man in the shop?
The usual.
Yuck.
Yeah. Yuck. And there was this one time in the pub, I couldn't afford a pint, so I told the barman I'd shag him if he'd let me have a few drinks. And he let me. So that's how it was. Not enough money. Offered to pay another way. And sometimes the answer would be yeah, and sometimes the answer would be no. And sometimes the answer would be no and a kicking.
Like the man in the ivies?
I'd applied for a job down the site. He said he had other blokes who were more experienced. That's what experience I had. And I got the wrong end of the stick. He grabbed my throat. He said if he ever saw me again, he'd put me in hospital. Which he did.
Jesus Christ.
I'm not a tragic gay. Right, my dad never kicked me out. He couldn't. He died when I was seven.
Seven?
And my mum was understanding and reassuring, almost fucking pleased. And Ray, my stepdad, he's cool with it too. I never got bullied or raped or called names.
Sounds a bit boring.
Yeah, that's me. Boring Ben.
It was time to shake it up a bit then.
Definitely time for something. And we lied back. The three of us on the grass in the shade of the oak tree. And Al. Ben slips his hand into mine.
I'm not a monster, you're not.
I know. Henry, what's up?
What's we doing?
Chilling in the sun. Just waiting.
What are we waiting for?
Life to start.
I think this is it.
I think you're right.
Ben too, will you go out with a boy or a girl next?
Oh, you do ask good questions, Henry.
And Ben kisses me. Proper kisses me. And for once, Henry doesn't say yuck. So, okay, it's not really a relationship, but it kind of is. And it isn't really a proper friendship, but it sort of is. And it has its awkward moments. And it has Henry. And I don't think it sits perfectly with any of us. But it feels like it'll carry on. And for now, that's enough.
Let's play monster.
Okay.
Come on, then.
I want to get you. I'm faster than you. I am a very, very fast, fast monster.
So we play monster.
And we run.
And we run.
And we run.
And we run.
And we're not running away.
And we're not stepping to the side.
And we're not stopping for breath.
We're just running.
And we're all seven again.
Seven.
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 Seven!
And it's amazing.
Been listening to All the Bends, written by Ian Townsend, adapted for audio by Ian Winterton, directed by Joseph Lidster, starring Nathaniel J. Hall as Ben, Jack Bentz as Al, and Finn Walters as Henry, with Joanne Dakin, Chris Jack, and Samuel Thompson. Featuring the music of Minute Taker.